as long as they're both in the same direction, who cares what direction, then you must use what adjective?
Metabolic,
because the rule says if the pH and the bicarb are both in the same direction, it's metabolic. Well, what if they're in different directions?
Respiratory.
Then you only have one other choice, and that's respiratory. Now, what do you get the acidosis and alkalosis from? The pH. Exactly. So let's look at how this rule would work. Well, first we have to know the normals. What's the normal pH? 7.35, 7.45. That is a piece of universal nursing knowledge. Everyone knows that. If you do not know that, you're the only nurse in the universe that doesn't know it. No, I'm serious. Okay, the normal bicarb is 22 to 26. Not every nurse knows that, so learn that. 22, 26. I call them the bicarb years, when you're 22 to 26 year olds and you have to make all those decisions. What job do I take? Who's my buddy? Am I gonna get married? Am I not gonna get married? Am I gonna move in, not move in? You know, all those decisions you gotta make when you're 22 to 26. That gives you heartburn. So you need the bicarb. I call it the bicarb years because you're always in a knot over decisions. It's nice to be 56. No choices. No other women want you here. No jobs want you. So it's nice. You only got one option. Makes it nice. Question.
Our teacher told us to remember that 2 plus 2 plus 2 equals 6.
That's true, but what does that mean? Oh, okay. 2 plus 2 plus 2. Oh, 22 to 26. 2, 2, 2, 6. Oh, that's cool.
That's
like
an easy way to
know.
That's good. A lot of 2s.
Lots of 2s.
Bicarb.
So 2, 2, 2, 2, 6. Okay. Now, let's look at those, and let's look at our examples. In the first example, the pH is in what direction?
Down.
So draw a little arrow down in the box next to it. Then the rule says to look at what?
The bicarb.
And the bicarb in this case is in what direction?
Down.
So draw a little arrow down. Are those arrows going in the same direction?
Yes.
So what adjective must you use?
Metabolic.
And because the pH is down, it is?
Acidosis.
So that is an example of?
Metabolic
acidosis. Okay, look at letter B. The pH is in what direction? Up. Bicarb? Up. Are they both in the same direction?
Yeah.
Yes. So what adjective must you use? Metabolic. So this is metabolic alkalosis. Wait, is everybody with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next one, pH is down, bicarb is up. Are they both in the same direction?
No.
So what adjective can you not use? Metabolic. So you have to use respiratory. So this would be respiratory acidosis. Now, the only time this doesn't work is when there's a mixed acid-base disorder and boards doesn't go there, because that's way too hard. All right? So if the pH, does everybody see how the rule works? What if I gave you a pH of 7.50 and a bicarb of 25? 7.50 and 25. What would it be?
Respiratory alkalosis.
Respiratory alkalosis. Why?
Because the
pH is in what direction?
Is low.
Well, 7.50 would be up.
It's up. Yeah.
And the bicarb is
down.
Normal. 25. It's normal.
How about
25. So is that the same direction? Up and normal?
No.
So it's got to be respiratory. Sure. So even if the bicarb is normal, it still works. You see what I'm saying? Alrighty. That's the ABG interpretation. Let's talk about signs and symptoms.